In the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California. This is PJ, your internet pastor, John Coleman. Well, how do you handle it? I mean, how do you handle the idea? And I've never had this discussion with you, my listening audience. And I thought that I'd have it with you because I'm trying to handle it in a very decent way. As a matter of fact, let me dim some lights here in the studio because I'm going to have a good talk. Thank you for coming by. And I'm sorry for the late webcast, but I'm going to start doing later webcasts. I'm sorry that I can't do it in real time because if I did it in real time, it would be like me doing Facebook. And you know what? I just may do that. I may do that if I have a successful webcast. I like doing webcasts because when I do a Facebook Live, my mind is still equipped. But I have my reasons for not wanting to do a Facebook Live tonight. But I would like to talk to you about retirement, my feelings about retirement. Now, you know, these are the things that I hear. Man, you can't retire unless you have a lot of money. You should have an IRA or this account and that account. Hey, listen, we're going to do a quick survey. And I want to thank you, Ramey, because Ramey, you sent me an article. It was a YouTube clip with a black guy and a white guy talking about the value of the dollar and the value of that dollar to the black community as compared to the white community. And I understand that I'm not worth a lot. I think this is what prompted me to do this webcast in this fashion, because I retired myself. The college wanted me to go for this full professorate position. I think I've told you that story. But physically, my body, I know that my body was not able to do that. I was tired of, even though I love grading papers, I was tired of grading papers. But I think the best part of my job was lecturing. I love talking to the babies, giving them some insights, some wisdom, so to say. And a few of them didn't need it. They were very smart. I had a few students when I taught, especially out at Harbor College, that wouldn't ever say much. And they're turning out to be some very interesting individuals. And my hat is off to them, to those students that went on and got their degree and did far better in life than other people are thinking about doing. I commend those students, especially the graduates of Harbor College. I never attended the graduations because after you got the grade in my classroom, you didn't need to see me anymore. I think that's the way pastors ought to be. They should be heard, not seen. And it is a wonderful night in Los Angeles. I'm just here in my studio thinking about it. No, I don't have a lot of money. As a matter of fact, I'll probably have to get another gig, such as driving Lyft. I'm going to take a few days to investigate both sides of the coin because right now I have enough money, I believe, to live from month to month the way things are going now. If my Social Security dropped off, I'm going to tell you people, I would be in the streets. Literally in the streets. And I'm not going to take this time to complain about my lot because I, being a Christian man, and I know I don't always act or sound like a Christian man living with young black men can change you. And if you don't talk their language or meet them on their level of the threat machine, you will get left behind. Now, I'm retired, and what excites me? What am I doing? I did some edit drafting on my book today. I worked on that not too long. A problem came up, and it took me all day to deal with that problem. But I noticed something else. Listen to this. I was on a holiday last weekend, and I had counted my days. Now listen, you're listening to an older man talk. I want you young men that listen to me to listen to an older man talk. I'm older man. I'm 73 years old. I don't have a sexual partner. I don't have a mate. I don't have a partner. And I was beginning to feel very strange and very ill. and today, I exercised myself to relieve myself, only to find that my body felt much, much better. Believe it or not, I don't care how mature you become as a man, you have to have that release. For you younger men that don't know what I'm talking about, when you keep living, when you look at people that are 73, when you look at older people, if you have an older parent or grandparent, be candid. Come up to them and ask them, are you sexually satisfying yourself to relieve your bodily tension? There's a lot tied into that. I have a few books in my library. I can mention them to you, but I won't do that. That's you want to know what I'm doing for my retirement. I'm thinking through everything. I was on the way to getting another career. I'm telling you people, I was just 5 days. If I had waited 5 days and gone to take a certain test again, I would have been working another career, making good money, fighting the traffic, going downtown, finding somewhere to park, you know, like I was a young man or something. I'm 73. I don't have time for that. If I did take the job, I would have taken Lyft to work. Because taking Lyft to work is far cheaper than driving my car downtown and trying to find somewhere to park to work. But it was a breeze job and beautiful. I could fulfill it. I just refused to compromise myself. That's when it came to me. John, it's time for you to quit. Quit this. I don't want to sound like a revolutionary. I'm going to sound like a freed man. I remember when I was a Christian, the Bible says, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I see the Son of God, that's who they were talking about, as the God-man himself. And so if God sets me free, I'm free indeed, and I'm free. That's what I was thinking. I said, John, why are you doing this? Well, money, money, money. Because that was drilled into my head. Boy, when you live in this environment, money, 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 money. You can't do anything without it. You have to have it. Money, 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 money. You know what? I have very little money. I will have less as time goes on, and my needs will grow. It was a wonderful thing. I received a phone call from my oldest daughter And she flat out asked me, she says, "Daddy, what do you need?" I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "You know what I mean." She said, "You know what I mean. What do you need? How are you doing? Bro man is gone. I know you love that dog. Are you okay?" "Yeah, I'm okay. What? What's the matter?" "Oh, you guys didn't know. Yeah, I had bro man put down yesterday." "Yeah. That, because I had the time to look at him, to look at the disease that he had in his head, and to levy the cost of going to a vet and spending literally thousands of dollars not to see him the same bro man I had before. And so it is simple. I mean, I'm a logic professor, right? It's time to say goodbye." I looked at bro man and he looked at me, and I was thinking it in my mind. We vibed like that all the time. A lot of times, every time when I took bro man walking down to the end of the block and back, I'd just be talking with him and he'd be walking next to me like he knew exactly what I was saying. And he'd look up at me with those beautiful light brown eyes and he'd smile and just prance on. Yeah. So, I get up tomorrow. I can either work on my book. And, oh man, the boys were, because where my study is, that's where the boys kind of crash, in that garage area. And all the books and everything and all my paperwork, my stacks are on the shelf. I got the greatest compliment from one of the boys, a 21-year-old. He said, "John, look what we found as we were going through your work." Well, you're talking about how God works, you know. And this young man that I'm speaking about has no mental belief in God at all. He's told his companions and even mentioned to me, "I did not believe in that at all." I'm talking about, this is the first human being that I've ever met in my life, 21 years old, African American, male, that has no formidable belief in the deity, Yahweh, Jehovah, Elohim. He don't know his power. I told him today as I was speaking with him, what am I doing in retirement? I told him, I said, "I'm praying God that he opens up a place in your heart, that he'll fill it. That young man called his mother and she commended me for having patience with him. And that's all I can divulge about the conversation, which proved to me that God is yet working in my life. And I had many people tell me to clean this vermin out of my house, out of my life. Just because a man doesn't believe in God, he hasn't been given the evidence. And I've been saying that that thing that calls itself the Christian church that's out there is one of the biggest shams of individuals that I've ever seen. Would you take a young man, 21, in your home that told you that he, and you can't tell him what to do? One of my friends came by and he said, "John, you're a strange man." I said, "I'm not strange. Listen to this. What if I told you I'm a God-led man? I don't believe that any man, any woman is hopeless and worthless and not intentional to be a divine aspect of the divine creation, regardless if the person is born crippled or if the person is born straight. God did that. I know we're scientific. We're going to think of genes and chromosomes, sperm and eggs. We're going to think of things like that, and we're going to try to put it together to justify it. I'm not talking about that. That's the easy things. Heck, you want to know what I'm doing on my retirement? I'm thinking, still thinking, God thoughts. Thoughts that's going to expand your minds. You know, one of the things that's happening, I don't see why I should talk about our president, Donald Trump. I'm telling you that I know how certain people are. I grew up around those kind of white people when I was in Los Angeles here as a child. I was confronted by them. I was treated very cordially. I knew that they could not stand me. Every human being knows when another person doesn't like being around them. You know, kind of forces you or tries to force you to feel like, oh, there's something wrong. Whereas there is really absolutely nothing wrong with you at all. Oh, I'm going to freshen up this. There we go. See, if people can make you feel that there's something wrong with you, and that's what racism does when it affects you. If people can appeal to the fact to get you to realize or to acknowledge the fact that there's something wrong with you, then you get angry and you want to fight. Do you get it? I don't want to fight. And the reason that I don't want to fight is because their racism does not affect me. Because God's love has infected me. Oh, look here, look here, look here. No, this preacher's not trying to make up a new doctrine. Racism does not infect me because God's love, Jehovah, Jah, has infected me. Now, that's what I'm going to do to this boy. I'm going to infect him with Yahweh. A few things. You know, he's all the boys snap up at me. You can ask Mario. He's in Papua New Guinea now. I haven't written him on Facebook or anything yet. I don't want to. I want him to go on. Mario will be 30 years old. Go on with your life. Boy, you've been with me a decade at least. Go on. Doesn't mean that I don't love him. I do love him. I love for him to stay away from me. It's time for men to get up and get out there. I told him, I said, it's time for these men to move up, move out. Well, why don't you move them up and move them out? I said, they're not ready. They don't know how to confront society. They don't have the wisdom. Most people, most guys are connected with the family. They got brothers, either older or younger, cousins. They have nephews. They've been given great responsibility. Some of these guys are working two jobs and going to college, trying to embed themselves. I was driving around Western in Florence the other day, and I looked around and I saw all the workers driving the streets and getting it done. Guess what? All the workers were Hispanic. All of them. Every single one of them. When it came to truck drivers, the only occupation that I saw black people involved in was driving a bus along with the Hispanics. But other than that, and even now when you look at traffic officers around the city, you see less black people and more Hispanics. I mean, the jobs that black people like I had, I was a traffic officer. That was black man's job. We're the best traffic controllers in the city. Artistic and everything. Oh my gosh. I remember back in the day, you ask anybody about the LA City traffic officers during the 1984 Olympics. I was operating on the intersection of Figueroa and Santa Barbara Boulevard, which is now King Boulevard. That was my intersection when the Olympics ended. Didn't have one jam up. That was my Olympic performance. I recall I was a young man. People from all over the world were watching me. See, my time to perform was after the last night of the Olympic Games, and my supervisor had me stationed further down on, it was called Southwest Boulevard, and then they made it King. I think they had me down on Normandy, and supervisor came by and I said, man, please give me some work. You're killing me down here. And the supervisor knew who I was, and he said, oh, John, he loves traffic control. And he gave me the okay. I went down there. I worked that night. Yeah, I'm retired. Guess what I'm doing? I'm thinking about everything that I've accomplished. All the good things that I've done. I got a lot of good butt men memories. All the people I've met. My retired traffic officer friend, Larry Smith. Larry, I got to give him a call, see how he's doing. Man, whenever I meet up with him, we talk about when we were officers together. John Howard. Man, I remember these people. Decades, but now I'm retired. Oh, I'm sure many of them retired before I did, made sure that they had IRAs and all these accounts and things like that. A friend of mine suggested to me that since Morio was leaving, that I should think about saving more money, and I am. I just had another issue cut off the house today, and there'll be more cut off. At my behest. Great Bible verse strengthened me over the years, and it said, in whatever condition you find yourself in that condition be content. Hey, I may not be behind the pulpit of a church. I may not have congregations coming by giving me food and money and love. I still got the Word of God. You know what the Word of God says? It's in one of the Psalms. It says, the psalmist said, thy word, God's word, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against him. His word is hidden in me. See, this boy to stay here. But he can't get beyond my love for him. They'll fight me. They always fight me. They fight me. My friends say, John, how much of it can you take? I love young brothers. I do. I recall when I taught Sunday school, the worst age to teach in Sunday school was the middle school age boys. All the teachers that I assigned to that, they couldn't do it. Because those little rascals are going to start laughing and talking and doing things. Just testosterone bursting out. I mean, just making fun. You know what? My grandson is like that now. My grandson is full of testosterone. I love spending time with him, just talking with him, but dang. If I was full of testosterone, it was stopped up because they didn't allow me back in the day to be a little boy. John Jr., shut up. John Jr., get to the side. John Jr., no one wants to hear you. I'm retired. I'll come to this mic and I'll do another webcast just to let my listeners know that there's nothing wrong with me. I'm not dead. I'm not hurt. I'm retired. If I feel something strong, I'll come on and I'll talk about it. You know, I'll chide in, so to say. Like I said, I don't want to waste my breath speaking about a president. That's ridiculous. I'm not going to call him names. I'm not going to jeer at him. I'll just say this. President Obama was a well-clevered instrument compared to this brash billionaire. But he is the president of the United States. You will respect that office, or you can get the hell up out of this country. That's my word on it. I'm not jumping on no conservative, no liberals. I don't want to hear your jokes about him, because I heard enough jokes about Obama. That sickened me. That's what got me out of this whole thing altogether. Talking about that man like that, talking about his wife. What have you ever done bad? What have you ever done questionable? Come on, really. What? All of us produce body waste. And it smells. All of us. That's why I'm not quick to jump on anybody's bandwagon about anything. What does retirement mean? It means that if I give my opinion, it just becomes the opinion of an old black man whose time has run out and who has no more of an audience than a few people that are weak and need to hear him subscribe to an ancient, ancient tale called wisdom. Having a conversation with someone because when I took my dog in, they waved the wand and beep, the chip gave a beep. And they said, oh, this is bro, man. I said, I was there when you put the chip in him. Yeah. And someone said to me, John, you know, who's to say that they aren't putting these chips in every child that's born? Well, who's to say they aren't? You can't stop it. I wouldn't have a child. I don't know why people hold these traditions. Maybe it's to... something that I read about said that the earth has reached a certain population of people that it had never reached before. All these people on the planet, I know these people got to eat every day. They got to defecate every day. They're going to mate and make some more people. They're going to build religions. They're going to build systems of government. Philosophy. They're going to try to stand up for truths that they think are evident of life. And some of these truths have never been thought of by anyone with a rational brain. But the truths hold society together. You see. They're drilling everybody. What? Who were they drilling the other day? The FBI director again? There's one portion of his question and answering. He was telling them that we have to be careful of who we talk to about what we're doing. And he said that the enemy uses the internet and technology, which has been designed by our country, by our allies. He pointed this out in one of the sessions where they were questioning. And he said, you know, we have to be careful about what we divulge to who and everything. He says, because they use our devices to break into our systems. And so he was saying, we can't tell you what we're doing. I don't know why the press or anybody else that's not involved with being a protector of the national interest would have a need to know. You see, that's the way I think since I'm retired. I don't have to worry about if the economy crashes. I know one thing, if the government fails, my Social Security is going to stop coming, the money is going to stop being put in the bank, and in time, I'm not going to be able to buy any food, any water. And I know that if you just look at things in the regular way, I can eat healthy, which I am, taking care of myself, which I am. But if I do not get the basic food and water requirements, I'm out of here within 3 or 4 days. If that time ever comes, and if I still have electricity going through these walls, I'll let you know whether that time has come. Now, you know, I know a lot of religious people. Oh, I rebuke what you said. Shut up. Please. These are really some good. I was drinking that naked juice, and it's called green what? Green machine. Yeah. Boo. That is good. So, when I get a little money, you know, when I want to break. Oops, excuse me. I'll probably get in my car and drive to a city near mine where I can get a nice room. They have a nice swimming pool or whatever out there all by myself and get out there and meet some people. And enjoy what's left of my life. That's what retired people do. Now, if I had money, I'd be going to at least 2 or 3 cruises, but I'm not crazy about visiting other countries and strange places because people look at Americans very, well, our arrogance has gotten over the top because they think that Americans are like their president is. Oh, yes, that's the way it is. Yes, that's the way it is. Well, look at what Barack did to America for 8 years. Trump is cutting out certain programs because they need to be cut. And what does he mean by that? He means, what are the results of those programs? We put in $140 million into this program. How many graduates came through this institution and what work have they done? For there are any community, nothing. All right, it's not working, slash it. He's right. The hell are you doing spending all that? No, listen to me. What are you doing spending all of that money? Year after year after year. Now, I can understand if you're an executive member of the board and you make $88,500.43 a year. I can understand fully why you would disagree with me. And all you doing is at the front gate watching the children come in and making sure that the gate is locked behind them, because that guarantees your money as long as they're on the campus. How much they paying you, baby? Yeah. See, I know what's happening. You remember that teacher scandal in Atlanta a couple of years ago? Executive committee members stealing. Everybody's stealing. Social mores thrown out the window. These people don't care. So now I see the police governing. That's why, you know, Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. In Romans chapter 8, I think one of the verses says, he that beareth the sword beareth it not in vain. He said, if you're guilty, you need to be afraid of him that's bearing the sword. But if you're not guilty, what are you afraid for? I tell these boys around here all the time, I say, you never know when I'm going to ask a police officer to come in my house and walk through and see if he can find some confetti or some illegit. Oh, I'm still Pastor John. Don't get it twisted. I'm that. Sometimes the young men want to rail up at me. Oh, it just gives me so much strength. It really does. And if you say, I wouldn't do that, John, I wouldn't let them people mess up my life. I know that's not your calling. You need to do a webcast and let me know what you're doing for your community. Or is your community you? Oh, I didn't mean that. I'm so sorry. Well, so I'm retired. And it's going to be, I'll be hustling for a few dollars here and there. Just enough to keep things going. I had a meal for dinner that was scrumptious, really good. And one of these boys had some, my God, what is pork chops? And you know, I don't eat pork chops. He went up to Buddha Market and got some pork chops. That boy made some pork chops with some vegetables that were healthy. And you know, I don't eat pork chops, but I ate that pork chop and I sucked that bone. Yes, I did. Because last time I ate like that, Lucy cooked some pork chops like that. I haven't had a pork chop like that in, decades. So some of these boys really pick up good. As a matter of fact, his mother was on the phone. I spoke with her today. Very gracious lady. Gracious that I'm keeping my eye on her boy. See, that's what life is all about. I know I should mind my own business, stop spending my money and my time with these young men, and I'd have more money for my retirement. For what? So I can go on a sea cruise and drop dead? Who in the heck want to go to the Bahamas? What? For what? I need to buy another trinket? Oh, please, I got enough of those laying around the house. See, we Americans are foolish. What is a vacation for? It's to relax. Now, if I want to relax, obviously you'd love to be with someone that you can relax with and enjoy. Same sex, different sex, it doesn't matter. Married or unmarried, it doesn't matter. Take somebody with you that makes you happy. Yeah. But I don't feel like doing that. See, I'm retired. And when you're retired, you're already on a vacation. So I'm not spending any money doing that. I'm going to get out in my garden tomorrow. Start digging in that. And creating it and seeing in which direction the garden is going as I enliven the property here that God has given me. I hope that you guys are enjoying coming to listen to me from time to time. Let me know if you think I'm down. I'm not, though. My email address, intotheword1@aol.com. I'd love to hear from you. All right? You take care now.